inside post late. And Brad, why don't you run down the Rapid area team here? We had a couple lineup changes since the game yesterday.
Yes, the Bills getting some of the subs in today. We got Jackson Boyles out in left field. We have Tyler Berry on second base. Also, we have Caleb playing shortstop, Caleb Gray. Victor Sanders is out in center field. Zach Betcher on first base. Tristan Long's playing third today. Tyler Knapp, as Joe said, is on the mound. We have Devin Glosser out in right field, and we have Daniel Bunnell behind the plate.
And there's ball four to the first batter of the game. The shortstop, Connor Stepp from Ottawa, Kansas, reaches by way of the walk, and we saw a lot of those yesterday, Brad. I think I counted 11.
Yeah.
Really, really hard loss yesterday for Rathbun area. They outhit their opponents 9-1, but were defeated by a 7-6 margin on not a typical Rathbun area defensive or pitching effort.
No, our pitching's usually really strong. Got the runner stealing right now. Throw down the second's a little late. So we have Steph out at second base right now, and we have Tyler Smith stepping in, the center fielder for the Kansas team.
Daniel Bunnell there with a little bit of a low pitch to handle. Couldn't quite get the throw out there in time. So, situation, nobody out, first inning. Kansas is the visiting team. They're batting, and a ball through the hole between short and third is going to score the run. Boyles comes in to make the play. It's cut by the – no, it's not cut. It's over. Knapp trying to cut it off, and the runner will advance to second. So, scored a single. Runner advances on the throw home, and 1-0 score now for Ottawa, Kansas. It'll be the same situation other than the score is what we had on the last pitch. Man at second base, nobody out.
Yeah, a little miscommunication there between the catcher and the pitcher. The pitcher probably should have backed up the play and let the catcher have the ball. First base was should have came over there to take that cut.
Well, there's no chance to get the runner at second. Probably should have been hauling for the
– yeah.
There's a pitch on the inside corner, 0-1, so Knapp gets on top here on the third batter. This is Tate Chung. He's a second baseman for the Ottawa, Kansas team. It's the 14-year-old Midwest Plains Babe Ruth regional championship. A little blooper to third base and not quite able to get there as Tristan Long. He just got it in foul territory but wasn't able to handle it. So it's an 0-2 count now here in the Midwest Plains Regional Tournament. The winner of this tournament advances to the national championship tournament in Virginia. Rathbun area sure still in that hunt, Brad.
Yes, we got paid a compliment by Colorado yesterday. The Colorado coach said that they feel that we're far the best team in the tournament, but sometimes that doesn't show up on the scoreboard all the time. So we really got there was a hit by pitch. Tate Jung goes to first base, but our pitching needs to kind of step up today and give us a chance to win.
That was really the story of yesterday's game in that sixth inning that flew apart on Rathbun area. Pitchers were getting ahead of the hitters, and then four straight balls or a walk, and there's the double play ball to the shortstop. He goes to third for one. Nope, not handled by the third baseman, and the runners are going to advance on that error. And we've got the score now, 2-0. Runners on second and third. It really looked like a double play chance there. Caleb Gray got to it, threw to third, and Tristan Long at third couldn't quite handle the throw, and it got away from him all the way to the fence. Both runners advanced, as well as the runner that should have been out at third, scampered home for the second run of the game. Rathbun area now trails Kansas 2-0 on that error. There's a swing and a miss by Hayden Yancey. He's their pitcher, and he got in the five slot. Still nobody out here in the top of the first inning. It's Kansas State champion Ottawa versus Rathbun area. This is an elimination game in the 2011 Babe Ruth Championships. And there goes a ball, ground rule double over the fence. And two runs will score. Make your score now 4-0. Kansas jumping out front here, Brad.
Yes, it's looking tough here.
Really, that was the first hard hit ball that Kansas has put in play. Well, one of the things I was going to say about the Rathbun area lineup, Houston Clare will be unavailable today other than pinch running duties. He made a diving catch in the game yesterday, and we had an offensive substitution for him after that inning, and we didn't realize that he injured his shoulder. So he will be unavailable to play defense today.
Yeah, he's pretty stiff today, so hopefully that'll get loosened up if we need him. But maybe tomorrow, if we make it through today.
We didn't go through the coaches, but for Kansas, they are coached by Dan Stepp and Ryan Smith, and Bob Jung is the manager of the Ottawa-Kansas team. And for your Raffinary Rebels, they are coached by John Voiles and Brad DeMoss, manager Billy Anderson. And Billy's out there on the mound to have a word with his struggling right-hander, cut an out.
Yeah, they Raffin just need to settle down here and get an out. It's been kind of tough here. Got a left-hand batter coming up in Sam Server, and he takes the first pitch for a strike. Runner on second base. Nobody down.
Your score now is 4-0. There's still nobody out in the top of the first inning. Kansas batting, and there's a swing and a miss. Make that count 0-2. We've had an 0-2 count before. Knapp really doing good with his location here. Look for maybe something off the plate here. We got the shortstop Holden at. There's a hoop single, and that shouldn't score the run if the center fielder comes up throwing, and he does. And it's cut by the. No, it isn't cut, but it's a run anyway. Really a loop single there. The throw was up the line. Looks like the first baseman was going to cut it and try to gun down the runner at first. And the runner at first, that was a good enough decoy for him. He didn't advance to second. But the run still scores, and there is nobody out. We're in the top of the first inning, 5-0. Ottawa, Kansas, jumping out to the big lead here. It looks like Billy Anderson has seen enough. He's going to bring Vic Sanders in here to stop the bleeding, Brad. So while we have this pitching change, we'll send it back to the studios in Albia. We want to thank all of the folks that are listening in on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. When we come back, we're going to bring it to you live, the Raffin Area Rally, as we stop the hemorrhaging here on offense and on defense and get things going for you. We'll send it back to Albia. Don't go anywhere.
Dr. Michael Colling Judge, Doctor of Chiropractic, is where you can go with neck, back, or muscular problems. Chiropractic medicine treats the source of the problems with manipulation and patient education. Dr. Judge has the experience to help you get back into a healthy way of life throughout treatment, education, and on your way to feeling new again. Dr. Michael Colling Judge is a proud sponsor of the Albia Athletics, working together for a healthier you. Albia's Family Shoes and Sporting Goods is your go-to store for all your local team apparel. When you're looking for that fun and fabulous way to support your teams, why not do it the right way with apparel from head to toe? You can find it all at Family Shoes and Sporting Goods in Albia.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Oregon Trail Park in Gearing, Nebraska. It's Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray bringing you live regional baseball action. It's the 14-year-old Babe Ruth Regional Championships from Gearing, Nebraska, and really a beautiful venue for the games today, the High Plains of western Nebraska. I know a lot of folks that are staying out here. We had some time after the game. A lot of folks made the drive over to Wyoming and saw some of the sites along the Oregon Trail. Very historic here, Scotts Bluff National Park, right here, Chimney Rock National Park. Vic Sanders steps in there. He's he was the pitcher on the losing side yesterday, but he steps in now with a man on first. Nobody out. Raffin Area trailing 5-0. Throw over. Betcher snags it. Nothing doing there. We got the battery now of Victor Sanders Jr. pitching to Daniel Bunnell. Other defensive changes. Jackson Boyles went from left. There goes the runner. The throw down is in time, but the sweet tag is not there. Look, that throw is just a little bit up the line.
Yeah, come up a little bit.
It was on time, just a little bit up the line. So that makes the situation, man, second base, nobody out.
Victor seems to be feeling a little better today. I guess we found out yesterday he's dealing with some plantar warts on his plant foot, and that was some of the problems yesterday. So maybe they did something with that to try to alleviate that pain he was having.
There's a call strike two on that corner. 0-2, the count now on their third baseman, Alex Stepp. Stepp steps in there on the right side of the batter's box. Bunnell drops down the side. Sanders shakes off the first one, lights the second one, checks the runner at second, and swing and a miss on a fastball. There's your first out for Rathbun area here. And there's a lot of applause by the Rathbun area fans. They have been waiting about 20 minutes for the first out, Brad.
It seemed like an eternity. But went pretty good. Now we got Jake
Mamney. He's the right fielder. He steps in there from the right side of the plate. Dick Sanders Jr. is on the mound for Rathbun area. We've got one out now. There's a curveball wide, ball one. Really good motion on that curveball, though.
Yes, it did.
If that one would have started at his head, it would have definitely froze him and crossed at the plate instead of just off the plate. So wouldn't be surprised to see Victor gain a little confidence and throw that one for an out pitch here a little later on. Here's the fastball. Late is the swing. 1-1 the count. And I really don't think that Jake Mattney is going to be able to catch up with that 70-mile-an-hour fastball.
No, they're... Looks like they're kind of a little change of pace here for him. They're struggling with him so far, so we hope that stays like that the rest of the game.
And Vic will be available 7 innings here, won't he?
No, he's only has 4 innings.
4 innings?
Him and Caleb have 4 today. I think they pitched 3 yesterday is all they were eligible for due to the extra inning game.
There's a pop foul out of play. The count.
The first one against Scott's Bluff, both Caleb and Vic went 4, so they was only eligible for 3 yesterday. And Babe Ruth rules, you can do 7 innings every 2 games. So however you want to do it, 7 one game, 0 the next, or however you want to do it.
Sanders checks the runner.
There's a nice ball. Oh, he didn't get the call, though.
Curveball really looked like it dropped in there, and I think that the batter gave up on it about 3 feet before the umpire did. But still ball. That makes the count even now. 2-2.
Yeah, batter ducked out. He thought it was going to get him, but it curved right over the plate.
There's a fastball right down the middle of the plate. A little bloop. Should be a can of corn for the center fielder, but he's playing very deep. But Jackson Bullis comes on to make the catch. The relay into the cutoff man. Caleb Ray is on target. Holds the runner to second base. So we've got two-way man on second base. And Rathbun area showing the defense that got him here.
Yes. And hopefully the bats that got him here, like we hit the ball a lot down in Davis County, and 5-0 deficit is not too much. If we come to hit, we'll see what Kansas has for a pitcher today.
Well, we'll see what happens. You get later and later in these tournaments and elimination games, a lot of times your best pitchers are out of innings, and anything can happen in the sixth or seventh inning.
I know Bill Stradger's trying to save Caleb and Victor for this first game and not have to use them, but didn't work out quite as we planned. So
there's a grounder. Shortstop Caleb Gray handles it, and he gets him by a step. So Victor Sanders comes in there, just does a fantastic job, sets him down. I guess he sets him down 7, 8, 9. It would be the way that it went. But the first 6 batters reached safely, and Ottawa, Kansas, Brad, jumped out to a 5-0 lead. And let's see how the Rathbun area Rebels respond. They're huddling over by their dugout. I can tell that they're getting some words of encouragement from their coaching. Look like there's a few words over there probably saying, hey, that's just the first inning. We're going to need to score 1-5 runs to win this tournament anyway. So let's everybody have a good at-bat. And really, that's what they need to focus on. Their own individual performance in the batter's box. They can't rely on their teammates to do it when they're in there. It's up to them to do it. Just make sure you get some good swings, get some good looks, and try to put that thing in play and make something happen with it.
Yeah, we need to spread the hitting around a little better today than we have the first 2 games.
Well, as we watch their pitcher, Hayden Yancey, warm up. He's a tall right-hander. Looks like a pretty muscular 14-year-old. He's got a long stride. As he warms up pitching out of the windup, his stride carries him nearly off the mound. So, very long stride there for a 14-year-old.
He's thrown up in the mid-60s so far, so we'll see what happens when we get a batter in there.
We've got an unobstructed view of the speed gun now. So as Yancey goes through his warm-ups, we'll give you the lineups again for Rathbun area. The leadoff hitter is going to be Jackson Boyles. He's in center field now. Tyler Berry is the second baseman. He'll bat second. Caleb Gray, the shortstop, bats third. Pitcher Victor Sanders will bat cleanup. Zach Betcher, the third base, or the first baseman, he's in the five slot. Third baseman Tristan Long, bat sixth. Tyler Knapp moved out to left field. He will be the number seven batter. Kevin Glosser in right, bats eighth. And the catcher, Daniel Bunnell, will be the number nine hitter for your Rathbun Area Rebels. They trail this one 5-0. It's the home half of the first inning. Here we go. Jackson Boyle steps in there to see the first pitch from Kansas. And that's a swing and a miss on a 70-mile-an-hour fastball. So Jackson saw the smoke from Hayden Yancey. Yancey works quickly. Looks like he didn't even need a sign there. There's a fastball, and it's lined over the second baseman's head for a single. And Jackson Boyle, he saw that first 70-mile-an-hour fastball. Couldn't catch up to it. Got the same pitch again, and he turned that one right around that and got the leadoff single for Rathbun Area.
Good to have a leadoff runner on base.
All right. Well, I think that the Rathbun Area Rebels can probably look for that 70-mile-an-hour fastball here again. Here's Tyler Berry stepping in, the second baseman. Off-speed pitch, a 62-mile-an-hour curveball, and Berry was out front.
Really helps getting that first guy on, first guy on base. Now the shortstop's playing over towards the bag in second, opens up a bigger hole between short and third. A lot of good things can happen here.
Yancey works from the stretch with the runner on first base, and a swing and a miss by Betty. The foul tip not quite held by the catcher, so even though it was a ball that got away from the catcher, Boyle's not able to advance on the foul tip. Now there's a one pull down the line. Wow. That was just inches from extra bases for Tyler Berry. He just pulled it right down the line. It bounced right in front of the bag and then landed foul. So hopefully Tyler can see another one of those off-speed pitches. He's looking for the fastball, folks, and I can see why, because 70-mile-an-hour from a 14-year-old's perspective is pretty quick. There's a curveball again. It's pulled down the line again.
He's battling.
He is battling, and that's what we really need to see out of the Rathbun Area. Make these pitchers work hard. Make every inning that they're working be a hard-working inning. And Tyler really battling up there with two strikes on him. Count still 0-2, but he's fouled off two really good pitches. Now, there's a 47-mile-an-hour floater that Tyler looked at, but it was well.
Yeah, it's about over his head.
Well out of the zone. So 1-2 to count now. Jackson Bull's on first for Rathbun Area. He stands there with nobody out, and there's a pitch just off the outside corner. Berry offered, but pulled the bat back in time, checked his swing. So it's ball two. 2-2 now for Tyler Berry, the Rathbun Area second baseman.
He's making the pitcher work here, and that's good.
And there's a pitch inside. Berry just got a piece of it, and that's the third ball that he fouled off with two strikes on it, Brad.
Yes, he's really battling up there today, and that's good.
So the eighth pitch of the at-bat is coming your way, folks. Tyler Berry really battling in there. And there's a fastball off the corner. Throw down is not in time. Jackson Boyle is back. Berry strikes out on the swing and a miss. And Caleb Gray will step in with one out. Jackson Boyle standing on first. And Jackson nearly got doubled off there.
Yes, he got picked. He was on the secondary break. He went a little far off, and a snap throw by the catcher is really close.
Iowa, Kansas is the Kansas State champion. They're the opponent for Rathbun Area Rebels. Caleb Gray, the left-hander, steps in, looks at a called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Yancey pitches from the stretch, and there's a long shot to the gap in.
No, it's kind
of just enough air under it that the center fielder was able to make the long run and a one-handed grab. So two outs now for Victor Sanders.
Yeah, Caleb got a little bit under that ball and lofted in the air a little bit more than he wanted.
It was right in the gap, but a speedy center fielder there. That's Tyler Smith for Kansas, Ottawa, Kansas. Tyler Smith, he made a long run and got to that one. There's a ball inside to Victor Sanders. So with two outs, Victor Sanders steps in there. He's ahead in the count, 1-0. Jackson Boyle's had the leadoff single. He's on first. There's a strike. Called strike one, 1-1 the count now on Victor Sanders. He thought it was a little low, but, pitcher got the call there.
Hopefully Victor will get some of those calls.
There's a ball hit the other way, well foul out of play. left fielder gives chase, and he'll bring it back in. So, two strikes now, Victor Sanders. Vic, glad to see him bounce back after that rough outing yesterday. Get a 1-2-3 inning there. There's a lot of baseball here today. We're going to play 7 innings at least, folks. And this Rathbun area team, it's 90 degrees. We're used to the heat. There's a run, and Boyles is going to be safe.
Ooh, that's close.
That was a very close play. Jackson Boyles got a little bit of a late break there and just was able to avoid the tag out there at second base. Nice throw by the catcher.
It was a little bit off, and the second baseman had to sweep a weird way to get him on that. But
So Boyles now stands at second base. He's in scoring position for Victor Sanders. 2-2 is the count on Victor after that ball wide. Really a good pitch for the catcher to handle there. And there's a ball 3 outside. So I think Big Dick can sit on a fastball here and see if this isn't a good pitch to hit. Victor Sanders, the left-hander, is a very good fastball hitter. And there's a fastball. He just missed his pitch there, Brad.
Just fouled it back, and he's alive again here with the full count still with Jackson on second. Yeah, Victor would like to have that back. It was a little inside, and he had to really catch up fast to get the head of that bat on it.
He stands in there full count again. There's a ball 4 to Victor Sanders, and really I think they showed him a lot of respect there.
Yeah.
With that 3-2 count. But here's Zach Boetcher stepping in. He's a fastball hitter. Boetcher, the Moulton product. He is a first baseman for Rathbun area. Rathbun area is comprised of teams from Moulton, Moravia, Centerville, and Albion. We want to thank all those folks listening in the Rathbun area to our broadcast. And we'll run through our sponsors here in a little bit and let you know who's the great people and companies that are bringing this ball game to you.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good supporters back home that really helping out with everything we're doing out here in Nebraska.
Boetcher steps in now with a 1-1 count. 1-1 on Zach Boetcher. Ball 2 is high to Zach Boetcher.
And this is nice, making their pitcher work a little bit out in the heat. I know the humidity's not too bad, but still making him not just have a 3-up, 3-down inning.
Swing and miss by Boetcher. Evens the count at 2-2. So Boetcher's going to try to get a hit and get the skunk off the board for the Rathbun area team. They trail this one 5-0 in the bottom of the first inning. All 3 is high, so the full count now on the Kansas pitcher, Hayden Yancey. Yancey works very quickly for
us. Need to step out a little bit and make him think about it.
There's ball 4, bases loaded now for Rathbun area, and Tristan Long steps in with the bases loaded, and you know he's going to be looking for something to drive.
I know he'd like to have that swing back yesterday where he just put that little dupper out there, so maybe he'll put a nice charge in this one here now.
The first pitch is a strike. Long looks at it.
Right. There he goes. His dad probably told him that
he doesn't
let that
guy
work too much.
Right to the center fielder. A hard hit ball to the center fielder. He came in one step. He really didn't even need to move at all. Came in one step, backed up one step, made the catch over his head on a well-struck ball. That would have gone clear the fence and been in the gap, Brad.
Yes, that was a nice hit by Tristan. Really put some charge into that.
The Kansas defense was really showing some respect there. He's playing right in front of that ball was probably hit 320 feet, and that's exactly where the center fielder for Kansas was standing. So we're going to go to the second inning now. Rathbun area trailing 5-0, but like the way that they swung the bat there made the pitcher work.
That's the confidence they're going to have. They know they can get on base and score some runs. Now, if we can just shut them down and give ourselves a chance here today, I think we're going to be fine.
I think so, too. Want to thank some folks listening in back home. Brian Call, Joni Murphy, and C.D. Kern are listening in. Also want to shout out to Colin Ryan. He's listening on 96.7 KIIC from his hospital bed. He had his appendix removed in an emergency procedure yesterday morning. So Todd and Alessa's son, Colin, going to miss some football. Probably miss the Sheraton versus Albia game because of an acute appendicitis attack that was fixed by an appendectomy yesterday morning. So get well soon, Colin. And I want to mention some of our sponsors here. Well, we've got a minute in between this first and second inning with Rathbun area trailing 5-0. We've got Bluff Creek Archery, a sponsor for Rathbun Area Rebel Baseball, Monroe County Farm Bureau, Advantage Real Estate, that's Nancy Cassidy's company, and Family Shoe and Sporting Goods, Troy Elevator in Blakesburg, Moulton Locker in Moulton, Iowa. John Probasco down in Centerville at Weber Real Estate helps to sponsor the Rathbun Area Rebels, and we really appreciate their support and helping bring this game to you.
Looks like we're also got a little time here. They're getting ready to start here, but we got Pete Harkness, Chevrolet, Buick, and Pontiac in Centerville, Quality Ag in Albia, Quality Power Sports, Cindy's Beauty Hut, all good supporters of this baseball tournament here, bringing the broadcasting to you. And we'll pick up a few more here in a minute. Batter's stepping in right now.
It's the leadoff hitter, Connor Stepp. He's their shortstop. He hits to his opposite number. Caleb Gray up, fires, and getting by a step. Nice pick and throw by Caleb Gray. He really dug that slow roller out just as it got out of the infield grass and makes an accurate throw across the diamond to Zach Betcher at first base. One away for your Rathbun Area Rebels here to start the second inning. And that's what we like to see happen. One pitch, one out.
I'll save an arm a little bit.
Tyler Smith steps in. He's their center fielder. He hits one off the end of the bat. Foul out of play. So he finds himself in the 0-1 hole. He steps back in there to face Victor Sanders. Vic is the exact opposite of their pitcher, Hayden Yancey. Yancey gets the ball, and he's about ready to throw it like he's playing catch. Vic, he works the mound down, gets the sign. He works from the windup here, and delivers the second pitch, a curveball, swing and a miss, strike two, foul ball. And foul that one back.
Also, we have Jim Chapman, State Farm Insurance in Alga, Tracy Cassidy, Monroe County Recorder, Michael Judge, Chiropractic, Steve Goodlow, Law Offices, and then we have First Iowa State Bank, People's State Bank, and Sheraton Valley Electric, our proud supporters of this 14-year-old tournament here.
Also want to thank Greg Moorhead at Moorhead Auction and Realty as the center fielder, Tyler Smith, fouls another one off. He's still in the hole, 0-2. He was way out in front of that one.
Yeah, Vic took some off, had a little slow breaking ball there, and he just fouled it down towards the third base coach.
Vic had a couple walks yesterday when he had kids down 0-2, and I'd say that the coaches probably went over that with him yesterday and said, hey, you got a good defense behind you. Don't be trying to pick at the corners. You're a good pitcher. Give him your best stuff. There's a swing and a miss on a 72-mile-an-hour fastball. That was a little bit extra there by Vic Sanders. He strikes out the second batter of the inning. And that brings up Tate Jung. He's their second baseman.
He got hit last time.
He was hit by a pitch last time. The first five batters for the Ottawa, Kansas team reached base and scored. The first six batters reached safely. And a rough outing for the Rathbun area pitching in the first inning, but Vic Sanders came on and recorded the 1-2-3 for the 7-8-9 hitters and got him out of the inning. First offering there by Sanders is a ball. 1-0 the count now on Tate Jung.
Ooh, he lifts that out in the outfield.
He loops one out there to center field. Jackson Boyles with a long run.
Yes,
and comes up with it. That was a great play by Jackson Boyles. And with one notable exception, the Rathbun area outfield has been outstanding.
Yes, they have. They really, Jackson really covered a lot. That's kind of used territory out there, but being injured, now we have Jackson, so he stepped up and covered a lot of territory.
We're going to send it back to the station and give you guys some professional announcements by our sponsors. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you to our sponsors. When we come back, it'll be a 5-0 deficit. The Rathbun area is going to be climbing out of when they take the plate to begin the home half of the second inning. So don't go anywhere. Joseph Clare and Brad Gray will be right back to Oregon Trail Park and carrying the basket.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the cat and Bowser your bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrena horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
And we're back from Gary, Nebraska. It's the Oregon Trail Park. Rathman area's right fielder, Tyler Knapp, steps in. He swings through an off-speed delivery. 0-1 now to count on Tyler Knapp.
One thing we're hoping for here, sometimes when a team scores like five runs in the first inning, they kind of let down a little bit. We've experienced that down at Davis County one day, so hopefully that'll happen to Kansas here.
Knapp helps out the pitcher for Kansas, Yancey, there. Swung one a little bit out of the zone, and he is our left fielder. He moves into left field, and he's 0-2 now. There's a ball in the dirt.
That's a 58-foot fastball.
Yeah, that was... Play. It kind of hung up in his hand there.
Got stuck.
He worked a lot in that first inning. I'd say he probably threw more pitches than even Tyler did. And there's a ball high. 2-2. The count's even now for Tyler Knapp.
There's Tyler stepping out. I know Bill's told them boys to step out a little bit, make the pitcher get out of his rhythm.
But he is working quickly. He brings that 2-2 count now, and he drives it down to the third baseline. The third baseman handles it across the diamond and in time, just by a step. So I'm sure Eric Knapp, Tyler's dad, is listening back in Moravia. He helped coach this team through the state championship. Out by a step, Dad. Just hit it a little bit too hard down there. Hot smash to the third baseman. Handled.
And the ball bounced for the first base. First baseman had to dig that out, so did a good job.
Ball inside to Devin Glosser, the right fielder. He's heading count now, 1-0. And this quick-working Hayden Yancey is ready to fire. He delivers ball 2.
Now, for whatever reason, the shortstop's playing close to the bag all the time, and that's a big hole out there we choose to execute there.
We've pulled the ball a couple times that way, but it's always been right to the third baseman or just foul of the bag, so
they're thinking the stat's blowing it by, but we've seen a lot of 70-mile-an-hour pitchers to get here, so.
There was an off-speed straight change over for a strike, so 3-1 the count now on Glosser. Devin Glosser, the center rail. Boy, I think he's got a lot of relatives as he looks at ball 4, the second batter, inning reaches. A lot of relatives in the Blakesburg area, too. So Daniel Bunnell steps in with a man on first and one out. He's looking to get a hit here. Glosser is a speedy runner. He's been a pinch runner here. He likes to get a good break, and I really don't see anything from this pitcher that is holding him on, Brad.
No, he's not really looking over there. One thing he's got going for him is that he's throwing fairly fast, you know, that the ball's going to get to the catcher fairly quick, and that helps. An off-speed pitcher, that makes that catcher really have to come up throwing quicker.
Ooh, ball 2 is over Daniel Bunnell's head.
Now, Daniel's one of the Tigers, one of the team. He's on the team that I help coach, and Daniel's a ball magnet. He gets hit more than any other kid I've ever seen with a
same place.
His head over his head. He just gets hit. I suppose he's been hit 5 or 6 times this year.
Oh, you know, he stands in now with 3-1 count. He's going to be looking for a fastball to drive, and it is right there down the middle, but he looked at it for strike 2. Full count now on Daniel Bunnell. So Daniel is going to step back in there, and he's going to have about 2 seconds before he's got to decide what to do, and he pikes off an inside pitch. Really defensive motion there by Daniel Bunnell, but with 2 strikes on you, you got to protect that play.
Kind of a check swing, just got enough bat on it to foul it back to get another pitch here.
And it comes in, and he hits it the other way, foul, out of play. So Rathman area doing a great job at the plate. They're really making the pitcher work, and he's working for every out. Let's hope that he doesn't get this one. And there's ball 4 inside, nearly hit him again.
I'm surprised Daniel didn't let it hit him.
Jackson Bell steps in now. He's the leadoff hitter, and he's got the number 8 man and the number 9 man on the bases in front of him. So
he's riding off a single. He let off with a single for Alvia, for Rapid Area.
Really glad to see Jackson get that hit, his first hit of the tournament, and He's a great contact hitter. Wouldn't be surprised to see the hit and run on here now. Swing and a miss, though. Strike one to Jackson Boyles. Raffinelli is the Iowa State champion. Ottawa, Kansas is the champions from Canada, or excuse me, from Kansas in the Ottawa. You think about Canada,
yeah,
I always say Ottawa. That is the capital. They're Washington, D.C., a pop-up now, and the catcher makes that catch just feet from the home plate. So two-way now for Raffinelli. Blake Bear steps in.
We've got a substitute now, Blake Bear, in a lineup for Tyler Berry.
So Blake Bear enters the game, and I'm sure he'll play
second base.
So offensive substitution here, Bear for Berry. Hayden Yancey is the right-handed hurler for the Ottawa, Kansas champions, and we are playing 14-year-old Babe Ruth Regional Baseball from Gary, Nebraska. Oh, there's that comebacker to the mound. The second baseman handles it and makes the play, and Ottawa, Kansas escapes again. So we're going to go to the third inning. Raffinelli trails 5-0. We'll send it back to the studio for these announcements. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back from Gearing, Nebraska.
Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has the new 2011 Hoyt CRX bow in stock and ready for you. The CRX Hoyt bow has new camo on the riser and limbs and blends well with the fall foliage. Stop in today and check out lower prices on this CRX Hoyt bow. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has the airline-approved Vanguard or Plano hard cases for your new Hoyt bow to help protect your investment. Bluff Creek Archery, Washington Avenue East in Albia, 932-2422, 932-2422.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville, then, now, and always.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back. Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray bringing in live baseball action. It's the 14-year-old from Raffinelli taking on the Kansas State champion, Ottawa. The Ottawa, Kansas team is dressed in a red and white jersey. Kind of remind you maybe of
Sheraton a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
The way their colors are.
Got the red sleeves.
Red sleeves and a kind of a white vest. Actually, I think they are wearing a red jersey with a white vest on the top of it.
Yeah.
Ben Bunnell makes the throw down to second base as Sanders wraps up his warm-ups. Around the horn. Back to Sanders, and he'll climb on top of the mound. Number 27, Victor Sanders, the hard-throwing right-hander for Raffinelli. He will face Dane Jung, the catcher for Ottawa.
Now, Dane is their cleanup hitter. He got on by a fielder's choice last time.
Ball one is outside.
Hit a ground ball between short and third.
Raffinelli trails this contest in the top of the third inning here. They're the home team with a 5-0 deficit. So Sanders is going to try to keep him right there at 5-0 and let him come back in their half of the third and make some noise. Make some Raffinelli noise. Get that lid off of that scoring for Raffinelli here in the bottom half of the third. There's a curveball.
Yeah, just
caught the outside corner of the plate for strike two. 1-2 now on Dane Jung. He's in there in a hole. Really, Vic can do about anything he wants here. He can throw the curveball, try to get the heater by him. Throws the fastball right past him. And around the horn we go on that strikeout. Vic Sanders records. I think that's his second K, isn't it?
Yeah, I have three strikeouts.
Three strikeouts. So Victor doing his job in there on the mound. This is his third inning of work. He's got four today. So I'm sure he'll pitch the fourth as well. Hayden Yancey, the pitcher, steps in. He looks at a curveball for a strike. 0-1 now. Ottawa Silva has managed 3 hits off of Rathman Area pitching. And Rathman Area, with the leadoff hit by Jackson Boyles, is the only hit they've been able to record first time through the lineup. There's a chopper to third. Handle foul over. And it's too bad that was a foul ball, Brad, because nice job by Tristan Long to snag that one in foul territory and threw across. He wasn't taking any chances.
Good practice.
It was excellent practice. Really a nice catch.
Fielder right there. Excellent stop on that ball.
It was a high chopper. It hit between the grass and the third base line and took a high hop. Tristan Long handled it over to first, but it was foul. So that made the count 0-2, and strike 3 swing. Yancey gets erased by his opposite number for his 4th strikeout of the game. Sam Cover steps in. He's the first baseman for this Ottawa, Kansas team. Cover bats from the left side of the plate. This is the second time he's faced Vic Sanders. First time he struck out, didn't he, Brad?
No, he hit a single.
He hit a single?
Yancey last time hit a double, so this guy hit a single.
Oh, yeah, he was the last batter to face
Tyler.
Face Tyler now, so. And that makes sense, because this time 1-2-3, and there's Betcher with a nice play on a hot smash over to first base. Zach Betcher records the out 3 unassisted. So, Victor Sanders is perfect through 9 hitters. He came in with a man on second base and nobody out, and he recorded the next 3 outs on the 7, 8, 9 hitters, and he's gone through the top 6 since then in perfect condition. So we'll keep it right here as Ottawa takes the field. Their pitcher doesn't take very long to warm up, does he, Brad?
No, he gets right after it, and we need to score some runs this inning, put a little pressure on him. Vic's got one more inning, then coach's got to make a decision which way he's going to go.
Hey, for folks back home, it is not a place that you would go to on purpose, Scotts Bluff or Gearing, Nebraska, but I would recommend this as a stopping-off place for anyone who is going to Yellowstone, to Colorado. It might be 50 or 60 miles out of your way, but there is a couple of beautiful natural formations called Chimney Rock and Scotts Bluff. A little history on Scotts Bluff. A fellow named Hiram Scott was with the Fur Trapper Company, and his companions left him at this.
They left him
forks of the Laramie and the Platte Rivers. He died there after they left, and they named this eruption out of the prairie after him, Scott's Bluff. And it's a national monument and really a neat deal. You can drive right up to the top.
Yeah, they went up yesterday, my and my kids.
Yeah, they got, I think, 10 or 12 miles of hiking trails up through there. It's a neat deal. You can go up onto the bluff. So Caleb Gray steps in now. He's going to face Hayden Yancey. Yancey is unscathed here. After 2 innings, he's only given up 1 hit. So Caleb Gray is going to try to change that here. He looks at ball 2 outside. Yancey missed twice in the same spot there, high and wide. I'm sure Caleb likes that outside pitch.
Yes, he does.
Take the other way. There's one way outside, 3-0 now.
He needed an extra bat to reach that one.
I don't think he could have got that one with a full vault pull. That was out there a ways. So he'll be looking here.
Any way you can get on, we need base runners.
Yeah, we need base runners with a 5-0 deficit. Rathman Area trails this one.
Oh, my
and
God.
There's a ball. It looked like it slipped out of the pitcher's hand because it was probably 15 feet wide of the plate.
Yeah, it was just a bit outside, as I say.
So the second left-hander in a row, Victor Sanders, steps in, and he's a significant part of the Rathman Area murderer's row that also includes Zach Betcher and Tristan Long, the hard-hitting 4 in a row there. So Sanders looks at, I guess you'd call that a strike. Now there's a ball past the catcher. Gray advances on the pass ball. So with a 2-0 count, or excuse me, a 1-1 count now, I thought that first one was a ball. Brad
did too.
But the pitcher got the call, so it's a 1-1 count now on Victor Sanders with Caleb Gray on the pass ball advances. There's a ball inside now, 2-1. great on second base. And really, we got something going here now. Nobody out, man, on second base. Let's go, Rathman area. Sanders looks at ball three wide, and it really looks like Yancey is having trouble with
He's pronating his hand a little bit, and then balls are flying off out to the outside of from a left-handed batter.
He struck out in the last inning, and maybe he's still thinking about that. And
oh, got the call there.
Gets a call there, kind of a mercy call there by the umpire. That ball was well wide of the plate. The umpires get hot and make mistakes, too. Victor Sanders turns on one, but hits it right at the left fielder. It's snapping. Good on the left fielder, Gray. That is going to score. Caleb Gray from he's around the deck of the base, and Victor Sanders, Jr. is digging for third, and he'll be there standing up on the air by the left fielder. Really, that ball was
hit. How they scored that. That was a pretty hard hit. I don't know.
It's an error. There's one in an error. But that ball was hit right at the left fielder, and I was like, boy, that is just Rathmanarian's luck. They've been hitting the ball hard the last three games right at people, and that one was no exception, but it was smashed so hard right at the left fielder he couldn't quite handle it, and it actually whizzed right by his ear.
We got coaches coming out wanting to talk.
Yeah, they're
must be a little nervous about what's going on here.
Their manager, Bob Chung, he comes out, and they've been having a conference on the mound with all of their players. I'm sure he's telling them, hey, we're still ahead by four runs. Don't worry about it, but I think they should be worried about it because Rathman area has got the rest of their murderer's row coming up here. Zach Betcher, he can turn that ball around and lift it over to the fence in left field. The Taco Town banner out there in left field would be a good place for Zach Betcher to hit it, don't you think?
That would be good.
How could you go wrong by going to Western Nebraska and enjoying your lunch at Taco Town, folks? That's one of the places that I haven't been to yet, and I might have to make that a stop before we head back to Iowa. Hopefully not tonight.
Not tonight.
So Betcher steps in there with Vic Sanders on third base. Nobody out. The 5-1 score is in favor of Ottawa, Kansas. Throw over there to third.
They were saying if Caleb touched the base, it was close. I watched him around it, and I thought he caught the corner. But
that might have been what the conference on the mound was all about.
Yeah.
There's a ball inside. 1-0. Zach Betcher steps in. He gets a sign from Billy Anderson, and I would say the sign is probably swing at whatever you like, Zach.
That's right. Ooh.
There's one just about
hit. Yeah, Betcher, he's pedaling. It's really coming inside now. He's going to...
Well, he's missed
almost the same spot. It's hitting our right-handers now.
It's inside on the right-handers, outside on the left-handers, and he's going to have to make an adjustment here. And that's another one inside.
So we need to get in his head a little bit, hopefully, and... Now he's not pitching so fast. He's
he's taking it high.
He's kind of moping back to the mound a little bit.
3-0 the count. There's a strike right down central. I'm sure Betcher would have liked to have the green light to be swinging at that one, but right now we need base runners, and we've got a pitcher that's having trouble with his control. There's one that was right down the middle again. Betcher swings, fouls it back to the screen. The count goes full.
Well, the outfielders are all playing in still a little bit.
Anything happen here? Pass ball.
Now, there we go.
There's a ball on the left field line. It's over the left fielder's head. It's going to go all the way to the fence. It hits the Taco Town sign on the left field line, and Betcher cruises into second base with a stand-up RBI double. So we called that one, Brad.
That's all good.
The Taco Town sign got hit. It got hit on a couple of hops, but it did get hit. So, folks... Folks back home, Zach Betcher coming through with a line shot down the left field, just right over the left fielder's head to the Taco Town sign. Taco Town sign is probably about 20 feet off of the line, so nice job. Here comes Tristan Long. He looks at a called strike one on the outside corner of the plate and probably the best pitch that...
Strike two.
I missed strike one while I was...
That was inside.
0-2 on Long. He looks at ball one now. I was actually looking at my phone. Brian, I'm
almost ready. Tristan's standing in there. He looks like he's a little upset with something, so maybe he'll...
There is a curveball.
That's a hard one to take. You hear the Kansas crowd. They kind of like that curveball call. They thought it dropped in, but it probably was a little high.
If I was the umpire, I probably would have agreed with Otto.
Oh, he rang me on that. That was off the plate.
Well, I think that was a makeup call, Brad,
yeah.
Because that pitch there was at least a foot off the plate. But the one before, I think the umpire gave up on it. I would have called that. I would have called that a strike on the one before. So that's the first out of the inning. Ball one to Knapp is in the dirt. Tyler Knapp steps in there with Zach Betcher standing at second base. The score is 5-2 in favor of Kansas, and the Kansas pitcher is working quickly again.
Yeah, we need to slow him down again, get him out of his rhythm.
He's getting his sign before the Rappin area batter steps in and starts his line. Yep. Pitch to the screen, and Betcher will advance to third on the pass ball.
We need to get another run here, put a little pressure on him.
Well, with one out, you'd like to think that Tyler Knapp would just be looking to put this thing in play on the right side of the infield.
Yeah.
And there's a ball. Hits Knapp.
Hits
by pitch. So Tyler Knapp.
That had to sting a little bit.
He's one of our speedier players, so I wouldn't be surprised with Devin Glosser, a kid that handles the bat real well here. Wouldn't be surprised to see a little hit and run going here, or maybe slow run down there to second base.
Well, it looks like we're changing pitchers. Their coach is going out again, the second time this inning. So
Yancey is,
I believe,
going to be removed.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. He hands the ball to his manager, Bob Jung, and we will go back to the studio while we bring you this pitching change. When we come back, Ottawa, Kansas is going to see a couple of Rappahannock area players on first and third with one away. Rappahannock area trailing 5-2. So we'll send it back to the studio for a couple announcements, and Joe and Brad will be right back after this. Don't go anywhere, folks.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Seat, the sweat beating up on your forehead. If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back. Babe Ruth Baseball, 14-year-old regional tournament action from Gehring, Nebraska. Beautiful Oregon Trail Park is the venue for today's contest between the Rathman area Iowa State champion Rebels versus the Ottawa, Kansas, Kansas State champions. Kansas jumped out early in the top of the first inning. The visitors put a big number up, a 5, against the Rappahannock area team. Rappahannock area is storming back here in their half of the third inning, though. They trail now 5-2, and Devin Glosser, the right fielder, steps in. He's going to face Tom Kerver, the new pitcher. He grounds it to the right side, and that's really exactly what we were looking for. And second baseman tried to get cute.
No, Tyler.
Tyler Knapp is caught in a rundown.
No, he didn't.
He is out. He ran out of the baseline. The run scores, 5-3 is the score. Error on the second baseman. He tried to get cute and tagged the runner going down. Knapp made too wide of a turn going around second base. He was hung up in a rundown between first and second. So your situation now is, after the error, Devin Glosser stands on first base. The score is 5-3. There are two outs now for Daniel Bunnell. He stands in there with a runner on first base, two away, 5-3 your score. There's a curveball for a strike from Sam Kerver.
Quite a speed change here with between these two pitchers. Not just the left hander, or not just that he's a left hander, but that ball's coming in quite a bit slower.
Quite a few defensive changes there. They really mixed up their lineup, did Ottawa, Kansas. There's a ball way outside. And, Brad, if we can't have the top of our order really hit the ball hard on this pitcher, then I am going to be surprised.
We might as well pack our bags then.
Yeah, if we can't hit this kid, we might as well pack our bags. I'd say he is probably the fourth or fifth pitcher down the line for Ottawa, Kansas. The ball comes out of his hand. I can see it from up here. There's a snap throw back to first. Swing and miss there by Daniel Bunnell. That makes the count full, 3-2. So Devin Glosser will be running with the pitch. But this left-handed pitcher, Sam Kerber, he's bringing about 60 miles an hour. And there's a foul back to the screen by Daniel Bunnell. We'll do it again.
On drawback is sometimes with such a speed change, it takes a little bit to get reacclimated. But I think in the long run, we're going to...
If a pitcher hides the ball well, it can. There's a throw over by the left-hander. If the pitcher hides the ball well, he can really befuddle the batters with that change of speed. But this kid here does not hide the ball at all. We should be able to. There's a ball in the third.
Ooh, yeah.
Ball four. So the top of the order does come up. Jackson Boyle stands in there now with two away. He'll face the left-handed Sam Kerber with Daniel Bunnell. He reached by a walk. Did a nice job working that count full. And getting on base.
Devin Glosser out on second base.
And there's a ball that gets away from the catcher, nearly hit Jackson Voiles, and the runners will advance. So base hit could tie it here. Jackson Voiles stands in there. He's got a 1-0 count now. The runners are both in scoring position. He's got Glosser at third and Bunnell at second. Both of them good speed on the bases for Rathbun area. They trail now 5-3 in the bottom half of the third inning, trying to put up their own big five number. There's a ball in shortstop.
Right to the shortstop. He makes an error. Oh, he gets him in time.
Now, that was a speedy play there, a recovery, just a squibber off the end of the bat to the shortstop. He bobbled it, but got it in time to make an accurate throw over to first. Looked to me like Jackson was safe by a step, but the umpire didn't see it that way, Brad. What do you think?
Oh, it was pretty close. It was bang-bang. I don't know if he got a good jump out of the box there or not.
I don't know either. You know, it's too bad we don't but
he had a pretty good arm there. He threw that pretty hard. Got it over.
Yeah. The throw was accurate. It was a close play. It was about as fast as an arrow flies from Bluff Creek Archery. They're one of our sponsors, and I'm sure they would be appreciative of an accurate throw like that. But let's recap it for you there. In the home half of the third inning, Rathbun area scores 3 runs on 1 hit, 2 errors, and 2 walks, and 2 men left on base.
Yeah, we're definitely in striking distance now. This is Vic's last inning. I believe he can pitch. We need to have another 3 up, 3 down, and then go in, and we're going to get some more runs. We got our number 2 man in the order coming up, so things are looking good the next inning.
I couldn't agree with you more. I really like the chances for our hitters against this left-hander. You know, our right-handed hitters are going to really be able to see that ball for a long time coming out of that left-hander's. So they'll be able to get the timing down, maybe look at a couple of pitches. And
they just need to stay back and drive the ball, not try to reach for it, and, you know, just stay there and really put a good charge into it and let it go where it goes.
Bunnell has his get on now. He was the runner out there at second base. Jevin Jensen, one of the reserves for today's game. Warmed up Victor Sanders. Bunnell steps in there to take the warm-up toss from Vic Sanders Jr. Sanders has really been lighting it up. He's perfect so far. 9 up, 9 down since Vic Sanders came in. And his last warm-up is a 59-mile-an-hour curveball. The throw down by Daniel Bunnell, and we're ready to start this fourth inning of the 14-year-old elimination game here at the Great Plains Regional Tournament from Gearing, Nebraska, Oregon Trail Park. The Kansas State champion Ottawa team leads this one 5-3. Rathbun area is roaring back.
We got Alex Stepp stepping in right now to do the hitting for Kansas.
He's their third baseman. Sanders delivers a strike on the outside corner of the plate. Vic got that call, Brad?
Yes, I think the batter was a little frustrated with it, but sometimes you got to deal with things.
0-1 to count now. Sanders is on top. He gets his side, and from the windup, he deals a curveball.
Yes. Did I not get the call?
that was a better pitch than the one before.
Yeah.
So the count evens now, 1-1. Sometimes you don't get what you deserve, you know, you get what you get. Sanders in the wind here. There's a ball inside. 2-1. So, Vic's been ahead of most of the hitters so far. I don't think he's...
I don't remember falling behind too much since he's come in.
He had one full count, I believe, since he's come in. So 2-1 the count now. Swing and a miss.
Right.
72-mile-an-hour fastball, and I really don't see any signs of fatigue in Victor Sanders here today, Brad.
No, he's feeling pretty good about it. 2-2.
The Raffin area outfield plays the third baseman at a middle depth. Foul back, hits the umpire in the arm, but not enough to where he can't gun down an extra ball to Victor Sanders. Very young umpiring crew here, Brad.
Yes,
they've umpired all the games, and I think the oldest one's probably 26 or 7 years old. And in the heat, that's probably okay.
Yep.
So their third baseman steps in. 2-2 count here, top of the fourth inning. He fouls an off-speed delivery back to the screen. And we'll do it again here, 2-2.
They've had some extra inning games they've had to go through, too, to
get
the umpiring on. That game before us went one extra inning.
There's been some real good baseball out here, and there's been some real sloppy baseball. There's a strike that he called.
Rung him right up. He was caught looking on that.
Yeah, I think he thought that he was going to get something off-speed, and Vic just blew the fastball by him. Really quality pitch there by Vic Sanders. Really excited about the opportunities for all these teams that are represented in Raffin area. You know, Southern Iowa baseball has really enjoyed a lot of success at the high school level the last few years. There's a swing and a miss by their right fielder, Jake Matney. Jake Matney is down in the count now on one. But you got Sheraton, Centerville, Albia, Davis County. Centerville recently was a state champion. They were right in the hunt for a sub-state game, too.
Eddyville
and Blakesburg.
Got two kids from the Eddyville program here.
So, high-quality baseball in Southern Iowa, and Babe Ruth is a big part of it. And we're bringing this Babe Ruth Regional Tournament to you live. Raffin area down 5-3 with Vic Sanders on the mound. 0-1 count.
She's
right. Folks, that was a beauty of a curveball. It was about a 48-mile-an-hour curveball that the right-handed batter thought was going to hit him in the head. He ducked out of the way, and the ball ducked over the plate. And the umpire didn't give up on that one.
No.
He rings him up. 0-2 to count now, and Vic can do about whatever he wants. I say he'd probably get a fastball. There's a fastball with the outside corner of the plate. Call the ball. I'm surprised that Matney could lay off that one with a two-strike count.
He's still regrouping after the curveball, I think.
I think he thought that was going to hit him in the head. He was waiting for it to hit him, and then he heard the umpire see strike, and he wasn't looking at it. There's a strike three called. So two away now in the visitor's half of the fourth inning, and Vic Sanders is lighting it up.
He's cruising right now. He's getting that call on that outside corner, and I don't know if it looks, I'm at a little different angle. I think it's hitting it, but anyway, we're getting the call, and we'll take it.
It's 11 up, 11 down so far for Vic Sanders. He's going to try to record the third out here of the fourth inning and make his afternoon perfect from the mound, because this will be his last inning of eligibility. These tournaments, the deeper you go into them, the more you need that reserve pitching.
Yes, you do.
Sanders gets his sign. He throws the outside corner of the plate for strike one. Their leadoff hitter, this is their number nine here, Jamie Hutchinson, their left fielder. He looks at strike one. He's down the count now. Holds the bat on the end of the knob, waggles it behind his head, and looks inside.
He tried to take a hit there.
Yeah,
he stuck his shoulder in, and he was a little late on it, but it was behind him when he stuck his shoulder in.
Yeah, he was trying to get hit by a pitch there. So 1-1 the count now. Sanders gets his sign, and from the windup, delivers. Outside, ball two, 2-1. 2-1 to the number nine hitter, Jamie Hutchinson. Hutchinson is playing left field, and he had a rough go of it in the last inning. Had a ball get over his head, and a ball for an error. Now, there's a little blooper to the right field. No, Quinn, it does. Drops in, so there goes the perfect day for Vic Sanders. Really looked like Glosser was going to be able to get to that one.
Yeah, it was a little short for him to get to and kind of a tough one.
He was
a little flat out there.
He's playing pretty deep.
I think we're playing a little bit deep for what I've seen out of their hitters so far, but better safe than sorry, I guess.
That is correct. That brings a shortstop, Connor Stepp, up to the plate. So Stepp will bat now with one on and two outs, and there's a throw over that gets away from the first baseman, Betcher. and Hutchinson is going to be standing up on second base after that.
Yeah.
I suppose we have to call that an error on the pitcher.
That's unfortunate that the base runner had his legs spread so far apart. It was hard for him to get back. I've never seen a kid have his legs that far apart. Hate to see him leave first base because that was just a little, he's a little slower, I think.
We're still waiting for the first pitch to Connor Stepp, and it's a beauty. Over for a strike, 0-1 to their shortstop, Connor Stepp. When we get to our half of the fourth inning, we're going to have Blake Bear, Caleb Gray, and Victor Sanders going up against their slow-throwing left-hander. If anybody gets on board, Zach Betcher, and I like our chances with our right-handed batters going up against that left-handed pitcher, Brad.
Yes, we need to capitalize on this a little bit and get some runs and help Bill to make a decision on what he's going to do next on pitching.
But the business at hand now is to get out there, shortstop Connor Stepp. He swings and misses at an off-speed delivery by Vic Sanders, and Vic is really messing these kids up. Ball has been recorded for a hit with a little bloop flare on a defensive swing.
And you can't help that sometimes. That's the way it
that's
goes.
That's the way baseball goes. Sometimes
a lot of room out there.
Those balls sometimes fall in there. So 0-2 the count on their shortstop. Vic fires it. It's going to be a slow roller to the second baseman. Hard play for Bear. He wheels and deals. Chip off.
He just called him safe.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
There, we got him out. And Daniel Fennell handles the chosen Zach Fetcher and catches the speedy James Hutchinson trying to hustle down the line, but he's out at home plate to end the visitor half of the fourth inning. When we come back, we'll set it up for you. It's going to be Rathman area trying to get back into this thing. They trail 5-3, and a great defensive play there by Zach Betcher and Daniel Bunnell. Daniel Bunnell with a really nice job handling that throw to the plate. He gets the tag down and records the out on the Jamie Hutchinson line down the line.
I apologize for yelling people's ears if I did. I was trying to tell the first baseman to throw it home because I'd seen the guy coming. I don't know if anybody's looking or not.
All right. Well, we'll keep it here, folks. They're taking the field now. The Ottawa, Kansas team is taking the field. A couple of banks in Albia are sponsoring us, the First Iowa State Bank and the People's State Bank. And they're great supporters of not only Albia Athletics, but the Rathman area teams. And I know that both of those banks do a lot of business in Moravia.
Yes, a lot of people come in.
Yep. A lot of folks down in Centerville, they like coming up to the Albia Square.
Yep, historic Albia Square.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Sheraton Valley Electric's a good supporter of Rathman area baseball.
The REC, Rural Electrification Cooperative. They have one out here in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska as well. One of the Touchstone Energy family companies.
I'm not sure how the rates are out here. I was talking to one of the host family where Caleb's at, and he said he spends about $300 a month on utilities, and that's counting. They have to water their grass out here to make it look good in the summertime, so I didn't think that was terrible bad for...
That is one thing, folks. There is no shortage of water in the Platte River Valley. That river comes flowing through here, and there's all kinds of water. The crops that they grow out here, we took a nice little tour yesterday. They grow a lot of edible beans, pinto beans and navy beans. Sugar beets is a huge crop.
There's a sugar factory there, yeah.
They have a sugar factory here. A lot of corn, not very many soybeans. The economics of the soybean production, they say that they're better off letting us folks in Iowa grow the soybeans than they are out here in western Nebraska. But everything is irrigated. It's a dry climate, but there is loads of water coming out of that Platte River. A lot of lift stations and canals, and most of the irrigation is flood irrigation. They don't do much overhead in this neighborhood. It's all flood. Blake Bear steps in. He's the leadoff batter for Rathman area here in the fourth inning. He swings and...
He's way ahead of that. He just needs to be patient a little bit. And he wanted to really clock that one, I think.
And he looked at a high fastball that wasn't very fast and barely got a piece of it. There's one he turns around, and it's a bloop in between second and actually the second baseman. He comes over and makes the play. So one out now for Rathman area. And Caleb Gray will step in with one away. And you mentioned, Brad, that timing could be off on a pitcher that's this low, but I just really think that as slow as he is, I mean, he just threw as hard as he could down 56 miles an hour. You just got to think that you got to think that as good a hitters as Raffinieri is, that we'll be able to do something with this. There's a line drive right at the center field by Scudamore.
I could use it. So you clock it, and it hits it right at him, and that was a hard hit.
But that was a hard hit ball, folks, and once again, a ball that would have gone to the fence had it been in the gap, but is right to the center fielder. So six centers will step in there after a little bit of hard luck for Raffinieri. There'll be two away for Vic. He'll hit from the left side of the plate as well. Ball one is outside, and I like to see that waiting for that first pitch.
Yeah, get the pitch you like. You know you're not going to have to really hit rest here.
It helps you see the speed of it.
Yeah.
Vic missed a pitch to hit there. It's 1-1 now.
Yeah, that last pitch of Caleb's, it hit the bat, and it hit the center fielder's glove, and not much time.
Yeah, it was a line shot that is right to the center fielder.
Like seeing him kind of open his stance up a little bit against this guy, maybe try to pull it a little bit.
There's a ball hit right to the left fielder on a line, and he makes it.
He caught
it. Good catch.
Yeah.
Folks, that's the same kid that missed one hit right to him. That one there, he had to dive for it and comes up with it. So the Raffinieri Rebels hit it hard, but they're retired in order. So we'll go to the fifth inning. Raffinieri is trailing 5-3. We're going to send it back to the studio high above the square on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with live baseball action from Gehring, Nebraska.
Discover the unlimited ways you can stay in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Sennett Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Sennett Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
This is Dina LaRue with a message from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Electrical safety awareness can help keep summer outdoor activities from becoming disasters. Remember, water and electricity do not mix. To avoid electrical hazards during warm weather, make sure you understand safety procedures during lightning storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, and winter round water. Lightning strikes, power outages, and electrical hazards in the aftermath of storms are often the causes of deaths and injuries during the summer months. So please, be safe and have a great summer from your Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Here we are back at Gehring, Nebraska. Raffinieri is taking the field here in the top of the fifth. The changes for Raffinieri, we have Caleb Gray now on the mound, and Victor Sanders goes over to shortstop. Caleb has four innings left. We have three left in this game unless we go to extra innings. He's taking his last warm-up pitch here.
It's a warm day and no wind up here in the press box at Oregon Trail Park, Brad.
No, it's pretty hot. There's no wind blowing out there either. The flags have kind of stopped. They were blowing a little bit earlier.
I depleted my water supply on that last inning, but the lovely and gracious Mrs. Sinclair is on her way with a replacement.
It'll fix you right up.
Absolutely.
For Kansas, we have Tyler Smith, the center fielder, stepping in. He's a right-handed hitter. Facing the right-handed Caleb Gray.
Gray deals a ball low. Nice job blocking there by Daniel Bunnell. He recorded the final out of the visitors' half of the fourth inning. Hutchinson trying to sneak home on a close play over at first base. Great deals, and there's a line shot right through the wicket. So Fiddler gets it back in, Jackson Voiles. So a leadoff single for Tyler Smith.
On the second base side of shortstop there.
Yeah, just a hard smash there.
Yep.
One of those plays, if there'd been a man on second, that's probably where Vic would have been standing.
Yeah, he would have been right there for a double play. Or holding him on.
So Tate Jung steps in. He's their third baseman of record right now. First baseman. He's playing first base for the Ottawa, Kansas team. Gray checks the runner at first, gets a signing license from the wind, throws high, runner going, and late on the throw. So the runner advances a stolen base. So nobody out. We got a 1-0 count on the batter. The Kansas runner on first base is their center fielder, Tyler Smith. Second base. There's a line, little squibber to the shortstop, over in time, and one away. Record that one, 6-3. Nice play there. Nice hop there on that one.
Yes, nice catch. Andy Hopper came right up to him, and he was able just to look the runner back and throw to first, and really good play. Nice right on target to throw.
Their catcher steps in now, Dane Jung, the brother of Tate Jung. Gray throws hard, misses, must have missed low because it was over the plate. 1-0 the count now on Dane Jung, their catcher. Their center fielder, Tyler Smith, is on second base with one away now. Rathman and A trails this one 5-3. They're the home team, and we're in fifth inning action from Gary, Nebraska. It's Midwest Plains Regional Babe Ruth Tournament. Babe Ruth baseball, very popular in southern Iowa, in Rathman area, came out of that Iowa tournament as the champion. There's a ball to the shortstop. Dick makes a throw to
Fielder's choice. He didn't have just kind of a slower roller.
Yeah, they might rule that an infield hit. I don't know. It really, a long ways to go for the shortstop. It looked like, anyway, they got minutes corners now. I'm sure that they will be stealing here. There's some kind of a sign given by the catcher there. So I don't know if there's a play on right now, Brad. But the catcher gave a sign. He tapped the top of his helmet twice, and there was a play on. He faked the throw down to second on the runner stealing, and the throw went right back to the pitcher, Caleb Gray. Nothing doing over there on third, so that meant a second and third. Third center fielder, Hayden Yancey, he was the pitcher in the first couple innings. He hits one foul down the left field line, just foul of third base. Really turned on that one.
Yes, he did.
He got an inside pitch to pull, and he pulled it just foul. Really glad it was 2 foot wide of third base instead of 1 foot inside of it, because that would have gone for extra bases. So, 0-1 count now. There's a pop-up on the infield.
It's like it's
sitting long, gives chase. And near, he just overran it a little bit and hit the foul, harmlessly foul.
Kind of missed it there, one level behind him.
Well, that'll put two strikes on the batter. So Yancey steps in there now. And the scoreboard, they've got the count all wrong. It's 2-2, or 1-2 now instead of 2-1. There's two strikes on the batter. And a ball that gets away. Nope. Looks like they call that a foul ball. Must have called that a foul tip, Brad, because it got away from the right of an area catcher, but the umpire called it dead. And it's still nice calling count 2-2.
And I don't know what's
well,
figure it out here in a minute.
Well, there's a ball. There's this line shot to the center fielder. Boyles comes up throwing, and the relay is handled by the shortstop, Vic Sanders. The run scores, so make it 6-3. There's still one out and men at the corners. So one away.
Really, he needs to keep the ball down a little bit. He's, I don't know how loose he is right now, but he's not getting the ball down, I think, like he needs to.
Well, that ball was really hit on the button, and we were right in the meat of their order. This is their pitcher, Sam Kerber. He stands in there as a left-hander. Gray fakes the throw to first, and he climbs back on top of the mound, and we'll do it again. Rathman Air trails now. 6-3 is the score. They've been out hitting this game. 5-2. The runner goes, and the throw to the second baseman is bobbled, but Blake Bear handles it well enough that the runner can't advance from third. So second and third again, and they're really running on us, Brad.
Yes, they are.
So second third is the situation. There's still one away. The left-handed pitcher, Sam Cooper, stands in against Rapinetti's right-handed hurler, Caleb Gray. He's ahead in the count, 0-1. Daniel Bunnell doing the catching. We've got Tristan Long at third. The rest of the infield is Vic Sanders at short, Blake Bear at second, and Zach Betcher at first. A swing and a miss by Cooper, and quickly, Gray is up in the count, 0-2. So strike out here, and then strike him out, get him out.
Yep.
Line up your outfield. We've got Jackson Boyles in center. He's flanked on the left side by Tyler Knapp. Is that Tyler left?
Left, I think, yeah.
Yeah,
think
Tyler Knapp and left, and Devin Rosser and right. That's right. So all your towns and Raffinette are represented here. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Moulton, Moravia, Albia, and Centerville. There's a ball, a loop. That'll score the run. A long run for Devin Rosser. He can't get to it. And once again, we've got men at the corners for for Kansas. The score's 7-3, and just a bloop hit there, Brad.
Yeah, stuck his bat out.
And once again, I think our defensive alignment, we might be playing a little bit too deep because that was a long run. A run that you thought where the ball landed, a lot of times we'll catch that one. And I can guarantee you, after the first pitcher, this kid's going to be taken, and they're going to be stealing. So maybe a throw over here.
Yeah, they're calling the outfielder in a little bit. They're playing a little deep.
Gray checks the runner. He goes, and the throw is not made. So they really think that they can throw on us now, or run on us now, Brad. So we have the same situation. Men at second and third with one away. The count is 0-1. They're giving up that first strike to, there's a ball, weak shot to the shortstop. He throws to third, and the tag is applied for the second out of the inning. And looked like the runner was injured on the play. I don't know if he simply stood up against the bag there, Brad, but he is not getting up.
He ran into a wall there, and his name was Tristan, I think. Tristan had the ball in plenty of time, had the tag down, and he blocked the play or blocked the base with the his deal with his glove, and the kid went in pretty hard, and looks like he's holding his knee a little bit, tapping it. So.
Meantime, the bottom third did score, so the third run of the inning for Kansas makes the score 8-3, and I hate to see this, a kid that he's still down there. So while we had the medical people attend to the Kansas runner, we'll send it back.
Pitcher, I think. Their pitcher, isn't it?
Yeah, it is their pitcher.
Yeah.
We'll send it back to the studio. We'll get this thing sorted out for you folks, and we'll be back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. It's live baseball action from Gary, Nebraska.
Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has switched to their summer hours. They'll be open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sunday. But if you need to make an appointment for a time outside these hours, you can call Kevin at 932-8140. Now that's hometown service. Now's the time to think about trail cameras and their placement. Bluff Creek Archery has in stock the Moultrie or Primos trail cameras, and they can order any model for you. So stop in today and get your trail camera to track wildlife activity. That's Bluff Creek Archery, your outdoor store.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Albia's Family Shoes and Sporting Goods is your go-to store for all your local team apparel. When you're looking for that fun and fabulous way to support your teams, why not do it the right way with apparel from head to toe? You can find it all at Family Shoes and Sporting Goods in Albia.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
And we're back. Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray here bringing you the 14-year-old Babe Ruth Midwest Plains Regional Tournament contest between Iowa champions and Kansas champions. It's Rathbun area versus Ottawa. While we were away, the injured pitcher, Sam Cooper, was helped off the field, and offensive replacement, Kirk Hill, came in to play right field for Kansas, and he grounded into a 4-6 fielder's choice. Right now, Sam Cooper, the kid that limped off the field, limps back on. He limped back on, and he's tenderly taking his warm-ups on the mound. And he was limping noticeably, and his warm-ups have not been very impressive so far. Every one of them has been a ball, and he is very tender on that leg. He's favoring it. Kansas, in their half of the inning, they scored 3 runs on 3 hits, no walks, 1 error, and 1 left on base. The score now is 8-3. We are in the bottom of the 5th inning. So Rathbun area is going to send up Zach Letcher and Tristan Long and Tyler Knapp. If anybody gets on board, Devin Glosser will step in. So I'm sure that with the limp that Kerber exhibited on the mound and the ineffectiveness of his pitches warming up, I'd say Letcher be up here looking. He was up there swinging, though, and he swung at a slow fastball and fouled it back to the screen. Really would like to see a little bit more patience there with our Rathbun area hitters. Letcher climbs in there now, down 0-1. There's a ball wide, 1-1, the count's even on Zach Letcher. He wears number 32. He's got that silver and red bat that the Rathbun area team covets. And he lifts a high fly ball to the left fielder. The shortstop goes out and makes the catch. A collision out there between 3 players. The center fielder, the left fielder, and the shortstop all reached at about the same time. Shortstop going backwards made the play on the high fly ball. So a couple of hard-hit balls for Rathbun area here against their left-handed pitcher, Sam Kerber. But all the hard-hit ones have been hit to somebody. There's Tristan Long steps in. He takes one well wide for ball one. One away, 8-3 the deficit for Rathbun area. They're batting in their half of the 5th inning. Swing and a miss by Long at 1-1. And looks like the limp has gone away from their pitcher after that first out. And there's a line shot over the second base. Ooh, and a collision between the second baseman and the shortstop. And nobody hurt on that play. Zach Letcher's standing on second base with a hit.
I mean, Tristan, wasn't it?
Or, excuse me, Tristan Long. That's right.
Tristan second Long. Baseman ran over and made a nice play, one-handed stab behind the bag, but then he collided with the shortstop, who had the same idea. And
neither one of them would have been able to make the throw. It was really deep behind the second base bag. Offensive replacement for Rathbun area here. Quinn McClurg is going to bat for Tyler Knapp. I'm sure he'll probably enter the game in left field. There's a ball wide, almost wide enough that the catcher couldn't handle it. Been nice to see Tristan Long standing down there. Wouldn't be surprised maybe here to see a pinch runner for Tristan with early going here. We got a couple of speedy reserves on the bench. The count now 2-0 on Quinn McClurg. And there's a grounder to the right side. He tags the bag. He steps on the bag for the first out and nearly gets Tristan Long. The throw was there in time, but he didn't get the tag down. And really, I think we probably want somebody faster out there leading the parade around the bases, trailing this game 8-3 with all these reserves on the bench.
Yeah. I don't know.
That was nearly a double play.
We've got a lot of them used up. Now he's bringing in on deck will be
Colt Kirby on deck.
So he's coming in.
2-0 the count. Here. Now, that was running up for a strike, so it's 1-1. 1-1 the count, 2 away on Devin Glosser. Devin Glosser is the right fielder for Rathbun area. Ball high, he works the count. 2-1 now. Rosser, one of the ski wrapping area players. He fouls it back to the screen. Once again, Cooper, their pitcher, looks like he's savoring a hip or a knee there. There's a ball outside. And whatever it is bothering that kid, it's not going away, Brad.
He's fighting, though. He's hanging in there.
Yeah, I didn't want to come out of the game, no matter how bad you're hurt. And there's a swing and miss by Glosser to end the inning. We'll be back after these messages for the sixth inning. Time is running out on Rathbun Area. They trail this one 8-3. We'll be back right after this.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Dr. Michael Colling Judge, Doctor of Chiropractic, is where you can go with neck, back, or muscular problems. Chiropractic medicine treats the source of the problems with manipulation and patient education. Dr. Judge has the experience to help you get back into a healthy way of life throughout treatment, education, and on your way to feeling new again. Dr. Michael Colling Judge is a proud sponsor of the Albia Athletics, working together for a healthier you.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back from Oregon Trail Park in Gearing, Nebraska. Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray bringing you the 14-year-old Babe Ruth tournament. Rathbun Area trails the Kansas State champions 8-3 now as we begin action in the sixth inning. Rathbun Area is the home game for this contest. Caleb Gray is going to take the mound for Rathbun Area. He's taking his warm-up tosses right now. A couple of defensive substitutions, it looks like, going to be made for Rathbun Area. That looks like Tristan Long's going to come in as a catcher.
Yeah, Tristan's moving the catcher from third, and we got Cole Kirby back in.
Cole Kirby came off the bench to take over the third baseman's duties. So a little bit of a different look here in the sixth inning for Rathbun Area.
Where did Quinn go?
Quinn McClurg is out there in left field.
Left field, okay.
Okay, so we'll set it up for you here. Got Caleb Gray pitching. Tristan Long at catch. Zach Betcher playing third. Blake Bear at second base. Shortstop Victor Sanders. Cole Kirby on third, left field Quinn McClurg, right field Devin Glosser, and anchoring the outfield at center is Jackson Boyles for your Rathbun Area Rebel Iowa State Babe Ruth champions.
Jamie Hutchison steps in, the left fielder for Kansas.
He was thrown out at the plate his last time up, and he hits a ball off the plate, foul for strike one. Yeah, I don't know if he was sent by the youthful third base coach. They've got a third base coach that looks like he might have been a 14-year-old last year, Brad. But anyway,
Hutchison's kind of holding his right hamstring there a little bit. He might be a little sore, too.
There's a ball high. 1-1 in the count now on their left fielder, Jamie Hutchison. He did make a circus catch out there on a well-hit ball in the fifth inning. There's a pop-up on the infield, and it's going to be caught by Tristan Long. He just misses it. And he's frustrated with himself on that play, Brad. That was,
yeah.
But, hey, we're going to come back in with
two strike,
one ball and two-strike count on this left fielder, Jamie Hutchison. He bats from the right-hand side of the plate.
Caleb seems a little tight yet with his arm.
Seen kind of working it in between pitches there, trying to make sure he stays loose after that time off the mound. He's up in the count here, 1-2. He throws a nice little curveball that's fisted by the hitter to Bear at second. He's up and throws and records the out.
four threes.
Yeah, he did a good job just getting a bat on that. That broke pretty good.
Yeah, that broke real good. And that's what you do when you got a good defense behind you. You throw your out pitch down in the zone, and if they can get some lumber on it, let them hit it to your solid defense. And, you know, Grafton area's defense, we've had about seven innings, or excuse me, about nine innings. They were all in a row that we weren't solid. And we found ourselves in a big deficit in this one. But for the most part, they played real good defense in this tournament.
Yeah, they've done real good.
They had one bad game. One bad game and one bad inning, I guess is what you'd say. There's a ball outside. Count goes 2-0. Caleb Gray, the Rathbun area pitcher. His battery mate is Tristan Long. Long gives him the sign. It's an off-speed delivery, a 57-mile-an-hour straight change for a strike.
Without a change, I think Caleb's arms bother him a little bit. It don't seem like he can get much on. I think he's just trying to survive out there, get the ball across the plate, and hopefully.
Well, there's a 63-mile-an-hour pitch, so a nice job changing speeds, and the hitter was behind it. He's down, or even's counting out 2-2. Well, if a pitcher's struggling and he keep the ball down,
yeah,
it gives the defense a chance to make plays. There's a ball popped up. It's going to be a long run for Vic Sanders. He's there with a two-handed catch, two away now, and really like the form there. You know, I don't care whether you're playing in the MLB for the St. Louis Cardinals or Pee Wee ball. I like those two-handed catches.
Yes. Definitely play it safe.
Yep.
Now we have Tyler Smith, their center fielder, stepping in. Two down, nobody on.
Now there's a line shot to the left fielder. It's up in the air, but McClurg is able to get back on it and make the play. So a 1-2-3 hitting for Caleb Gray. We'll leave it right here, folks, because I want to talk about some of the excellent sponsors that we have. One of the first things that we do when I get back, Brad might run down to Moulton and get me a big old steak from the Moulton locker and fire up the old charcoal and have a steak. Moulton Locker, they're a processor of beef, hogs, and whatever you want to bring into them, and they do sell custom meats.
Yes, they do.
We also want to thank John Probosco from Weber Real Estate down in Centerville. Also in Albia, Advantage Real Estate. You know, if you're in Albia, go see Nancy Cassidy at Advantage Real Estate for your real estate needs. If you're in Centerville, Happiness County down there, Weber Real Estate do a great job for you. Whether you're looking for a rental property to purchase for an investment or maybe trade your home, trade up homes a little bit. A lot of people like to do that with this these interest rates and this market. I got a couple of great real estate companies there that take care of whatever you're looking for your real estate needs.
Got Family Shoe and Sporting Goods there in Abbey on Abbey Square. She's a proud supporter of all sports and will help you out with anything you might need, whether it be shirts or any kind of equipment that you might desire.
Yep, and there's been a little slipping and sliding out here for a couple of these games. Some of those folks could use some new cleats from Family Shoe and Sporting Goods. Sheridan Valley REC, we mentioned them already. Jim Chapman, State Farm Insurance. I'm sure that that Kansas has got, they got some insurance runs in their half of the sixth inning, but Cole Kirby's going to step in here and try to start a Rathbun area rally here in the home half of the sixth inning. He swings at a ball 2 feet outside for strike one.
He might be a little anxious out there. He's been just coming off the bench here and wants to help his team and wants to get a bat on the ball.
They all want to hit it. Well, I think he's come floating in there. It just looks like he could hit it a ton. And he tentatively looked at a pitch inside called strike two. So 0-2 now. Cole Kirby, he's going to have to protect the plate. There's a ball right down the middle. He lines it over the bag.
Just foul. It was probably 2 or 3 inches as all foul.
Well, the umpire in position to make the play. So I'm not going to argue with him. He was there.
It was on this side of the chalk. It was for sure, but it was
a lot of chalk flew. It hit about 6 feet in front of the third base bag, and the chalk flew. There must not have clipped the corner of the bag. And there's a squibber to the third baseman. He grabs, he throws across the diamond in time. Cole Kirby is retired.
5-3 on a nifty play by the Kansas third baseman. That was some solid defense there.
Yes, he covered the went the hole and made that cut that out. The shortstop would have had no play on that. So he made a good play getting that little grounder there and tossing it over the first.
Well, Raffinaria is going to have to rely on Jackson Boyles to start the rally. He's the center fielder, and he doesn't swing at the ball off the plate. He looks at ball one.
Yeah, we got the top of the order coming up here in the sixth, bottom of the sixth there, and we need to generate a little runs.
So it'd be nice to get those three back that they got in the fifth, for sure. Tighten this game up, make it 8-6, 8-7, something manageable for the seventh inning, or maybe just go ahead and blow the lid off of it. There's a ball inside and low. 2-1 the count. 2-1 the count on the Raffinaria Rebels. Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray bringing you live 14-year-old Babe Ruth action from Ginning, Nebraska. Ball 3 is outside, 3-1. We're bringing it to you live on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. I want to thank all the folks listening back home in Iowa to your Raffinaria Rebels as Jackson Bulls whips a 5-pitch walk. He stands on first base with one away. Blake Bear steps in, the second baseman for Raffinaria. Raffinaria is represented by Eddieville, Blakesburg, Moravia, Moulton, Centerville, and Albia. That's the Rathman area Rebels. And there's a ball blocked by the catcher, but not well enough that Boyles doesn't scamper down to second base. So Boyles now on second base in scoring position for Blake Bear. So base hit could add to the total here for Rathman area.
Well, kind of waiting up, just kind of lunging at it. It's just got their timing throw it off Blake's a little bit there. Hopefully he'll set on that and stay back, keep his weight back.
Well, the ball is coming in like a big old candy cane. There's a ball outside. 2-1 to count now on Blake Bear.
What gets me is their shortstop's playing so close to the bag on this slow pitcher. I don't know. I don't get that defensive arrangement.
There's a ball outside. 3-1 now.
He's not even helping hold the runner on. He's just kind of conceding that hole there.
Bear stands in there. He swings.
But he knew what he was doing. The ball went right up the middle to him.
And on the play, 6-3 is the out. Jackson Boyles goes to third. So he stands there with two away. Caleb Gray is going to bat with two down. Jackson Boyles stands on third base. See if Caleb Gray can't get an RBI single here. There's a squibber to the third baseman. He throws across in time, and Raffinaria is done in the sixth.
Need to have more patience there on that. Get a pitch you can really do something with.
Well, you know, Brad, I really don't see any of these boys hanging their head. You know, they sure don't have the same enthusiasm as they had yesterday when they were making a strong comeback, but they took the field, and Brad DeMoss called them back, and they're going to have a little team meeting. It's like they're going to take that team that's out there and let them know, hey, we're down by 5 runs. We got to shut them down here. So Raffinaria with an 8-3 deficit. They've been out hit by Kansas 7-3. So Kansas has done a better job offensively. Defensively, a couple errors for both teams.
And the strategy of bringing in a slower left-hander, I mean, that's happened quite a bit of times where good-hitting teams, they just kind of, for whatever reason, aren't patient and their timing's thrown off and they're just not getting... We have hit the ball hard at them sometimes, but we need the meat of our order really driving in some pitch, some batters there. We had a runner on third, and that was really a big missed opportunity for us.
Well, 3 hard-hit balls off a curver were hit right at the outfielders. Plays really that you wouldn't expect a 14-year-old to make if they're in the gaps.
Yeah.
But when they only have to move 2 or 3 steps, changes the equation quite a bit. So let's hope that the Raffinaria Rebels can set them down here and knock Kansas out of this tournament. This is an elimination game, folks. It's a double elimination tournament. Both of these teams have lost one game. Kansas lost their first game of the tournament, and then they were able to come back yesterday against
three teams already out, correct?
Yeah.
Is it three?
Yep. The teams that have been eliminated are the host team, Gehring. North Dakota was eliminated this afternoon by Missouri.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrena horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
This is Dina LaRue with a message from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Electrical safety awareness can help keep summer outdoor activities from becoming disasters. Remember, water and electricity do not mix. To avoid electrical hazards during warm weather, make sure you understand safety procedures during lightning storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, and winter round water. Lightning strikes, power outages, and electrical hazards in the aftermath of storms are often the causes of deaths and injuries during the summer months. So please, be safe and have a great summer from your Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative.
When you hot, you hot.
Your back sticking to your seat? The sweat beading up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia.
Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has switched to their summer hours. They'll be open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sunday. But if you need to make an appointment for a time outside these hours, you can call Kevin at 932-8140. Now that's hometown service. Now's the time to think about trail cameras and their placement. Bluff Creek Archery has in stock the Moultrie or Primos trail cameras, and they can order any model for you. So stop in today and get your trail camera to track wildlife activity. That's Bluff Creek Archery, your outdoor store.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're up here for a minute there. But what the situation is now, Kansas has a runner at second base with two away. The last out was recorded by the center fielder, Jackson Voiles, on a little line shot. Caleb Gray is on the mound for the Rathbun Area Rebels, and he's facing their center fielder, Hayden Yancey. Yancey started the game at pitcher, and he lasted four innings. Rathbun Area trails this game 8-3. It's in the seventh and final inning of regulation play. Caleb Gray up in the count now. No balls and one strike. He throws a ball outside. Evens count 1-1.
I don't see how they got two outs unless I missed the batter somewhere here. I thought we started off with Tate Jung, but this is our third batter this inning, isn't it? Number 73. Is what I have, so we'll see here. If you get this guy out and they stay out there, they know they only had one out.
Yeah. Well, we took our eye off the ball a little bit there while we were trying to fix our equipment, Brad. We didn't realize that we had
lost signal there.
Lost signal there. But the batter is Hayden Yancey, their center fielder, and he's down in the count 1-2. The Kansas runner at second base is Tate Jung. Ball outside by Caleb Gray. He's holding his hand a little bit after that pitch, Brad.
Yeah, he's been dealing with that little rawness on his hand. He had some balls there in that first game or second game that had some rougher threads on them, and it kind of rubbed a little raw spot, and that happened.
The Major League players, pitchers will fight blisters on their hands. There's a line shot over the left field of his head. This is going all the way to the wall. It's over the wall for a ground rule double, and the score is now 9-3 for Kansas.
Yeah, he unloaded on that.
Yep. Now, that ball was hit like a rocket, and the ball carries real well out here in the elevation of 3,983 feet here at Oregon Trail Park in Caring, Nebraska. We're up in the high plains. It's the Midwest Plains Regional Babe Ruth 14-year-old baseball tournament.
Hole's getting a little deep for Rathbun here, now 9-3.
They're down 6 runs here in the 7th inning. They will put stops, though, Rathbun area. They will not give up, that I can guarantee you. Paul outside even the count for Caleb Gray. He's facing Sam Kerber, their pitcher.
Hey, Caleb's about 6 mile an hour slower today than he was yesterday. Makes it kind of rougher for, there was a pitch in the dirt, almost hit the batter, and the runner on second goes to third. The count's correct. We were correct. There's only one out with the runner on third. The count might be 2-1.
Look, confusion over here from the first base coach. I don't know if they had the signals mixed up there.
Well, they were checking on the outs. They were kind of wondering about themselves, and they were asking everybody. And I think they got her straightened out now.
Great deals. And there's a foul over the screen. Strike two. 2-2 the count now. Rathbun area trails this game 9-3. They've been out hit by the Kent State champions 9-3 in this elimination game in the Midwest Plains Regional Baseball Tournament. Rathbun area is the Iowa State champion. The
little blooper over the center base. We were in for some reason. I'm not sure why we had our defense in on the grass.
Well, ruled a hit. Yeah, it wasn't a hard hit. Now, you know, they got two hits in this inning, Brad, and they're both just were both just little bloopers. There was one hard hit ball, but
I'm not sure why we had our infield in there. The second baseman was in on the grass, and that ball just hit right behind on the grass behind. So
probably you would have scored the runner even if it had been hit to him, but we'd have had two outs instead of one. So there's a man on first with. Oh yeah, he's gone. The throw is high over the head of the second baseman. He leaps and grabs it, and in safely with stolen base is that Hayden Yancey or Sam Kerber? That's Kerber.
Kerber here, I believe. Right now, Alex Stepp is the batter.
Blake Bear did a really nice job to
bring that ball down.
I think his glove was probably at least 8 feet off the ground when he snagged that one. That was as high as he can fly. Nice job by Jackson Boyles right there backing up the play. The runner would not have been able to advance to third. Now there's a squib, a swinging bunt, and the play is nowhere. There was no play. Kirby broke for it. He would have been the only one that would have had a play, but I think that swinging bunt was indefensible, Brad.
Yeah, Caleb slipped down the grass when he grabbed the ball. I don't think he could have made the throw to first.
No.
Just the way things are going, it's just kind of stacked up against Rathbun right now. The balls just are falling for the other team, and things ain't going quite as planned.
Well, sometimes in baseball, you have games where you really struggle, and the balls that you hit are hard hit right at somebody. The balls that they hit are little soft ones that find a hole, and that's been the story today.
Yes, it has.
That was the 11th hit. There's a ball that gets away from Tristan Long, and the runner goes to second. He's in there standing up with one away.
And it's hard for these kids. I mean, they're having fun out here, but they're staying, you know, sleeping in different homes, eating different food. Their hours are kind of thrown off a little bit. And it's a good growing experience for all of them to play on the road like this.
There's a ball behind the batter.
Yeah.
And gets away. There's a play to play. And recorded by Caleb Gray. A nice job by Tristan Long on the pass ball. It was either a wild pitch or pass ball.
I'd say it was a wild pitch, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, it went back to the screen, took a nice turn, Long grabbed it about 8 feet from the plate, wheeled and dealed, Caleb Gray covering, and the runner is out of the plate for the second out of the inning.
We have a pinch hitter here for the other team. I think it's Kirk Harrell is now batting from that.
Harrell was already
on. Oh, he was, wasn't he?
I think this is Devin Bruce. It's either Devin Bruce or Dan Stepp. I'll get you a number here. It's number 78. It is Kirk Harrell.
Yeah.
He was a substitution
earlier. Yeah. I think
he's been in right field. This is his second at bat.
Well, hit into a fielder's choice last time.
The Rathbun area team now has been out hit 11-3 in this contest. They trail 10-3 on the score. There's a ball that gets away from Tristan Long, and we're going to have another play at the plate. Nope, Tristan can't get to it. The 11th run of the game scores for the Kansas state champions from Ottawa. They lead now by 8, 11-3 in the 7th inning. And see the bench players kind of hanging their heads a little bit here now, Brad.
They it's going to be a tough hole to get out of. It'd take quite a hitting and a meltdown by the other team to come out of this hole, I think.
Well, anything can happen, and I have seen it. There's a swing and miss. That makes the count full. 3-2 the count now. On the right fielder, Kirk Hill.
It's been a long haul. These kids committed to be on the All-Star team about the middle of June when we picked the All-Stars.
There's a ball inside, a curveball that missed.
It didn't break quite enough.
The walk for
Bill's coming out. He may do something different. Caleb's got a little. I think he's had enough today. Maybe we'll see what he does.
So
Caleb was wanting to get rid of the ball, but Bill didn't take it yet. I don't know what he's going to do, but like I said, these kids committed to be on the All-Star team back in, they're patting him on the shoulder and telling him to suck it up and stick it out, I guess, but they committed there in the middle of June, and it's been, here we are into August already, so they've had quite a lot of baseball since the Babe Ruth season was over, so a lot of these kids have really grown a lot. Hats off to the coaching staff here. They've really taught the kids a lot of good things, and doing a good job with them. Even though the score doesn't look like it, these are a lot of good ball players from different communities today.
And a lot of the players on this team were on that 12-year-old. There's a line shot to the right fielder. Glosser comes in and makes the play.
I think that's Devin Jensen. He's in the game.
Devin Jensen came in. Yeah. Well, let's call Devin Jensen's name. He made a nifty play out there in right field on a line shot. He had to move to his left and come in, and he was able to make that grab. So Devin Jensen records the final out. The damage was done, though. 3 runs for the Kansas team on 3 hits, 2 walks, 1 man left on base.
Yeah, things didn't really turned out like we thought today. I really felt we would win this first game, and just didn't start out right and just hard to recover. And
well, they put up a big number. The first 6 batters reached for the Kansas state champions from Ottawa. And then Vic Sanders came in, and he retired 12 of the 13 batters that he faced in his 4 innings of work, and had a couple of rough spots in there for Caleb Gray. The defense behind him didn't really perform to really what we have become accustomed to from Rathbun area, but it is 14-year-old baseball, Brad.
Yeah, and his pitch speed is down, like I said, about 5-6 mile an hour from yesterday. It's, these kids have thrown a lot of balls and done a lot of things out here this week, and it catches up with you. You need to win these things, you got to have a lot of depth of pitching to really go a long ways.
Folks, back at 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com, if you're just joining us, this is Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray bringing you the 2011 Midwest Plains Regional Babe Ruth Baseball Championship for the 14th. The Iowa champion Rathbun area team is playing the Kansas champion Ottawa team. Kansas jumped out to an early 5-0 lead in their visitor half of the first inning. They are the visiting team, and they jumped right on Rathbun area pitching for 5 runs, and they really kept piling it on in the 5th and the 7th. They scored 3 runs each. Rathbun area was able to narrow the gap to 5-3 in the 3rd inning, but that's been all the scoring for Rathbun area so far. So,
no, that's really been cold, really.
They trailed this one 11-3, and this final inning. Vic Sanders steps in there. He looks at a couple of balls. A ball and a strike now. And 1-1 the count on Vic Sanders. He's going to try to get something started for Rathbun area. He stands in there at the left side of the plate. His team trailing 11-3. And he knows that a walk is as good as a hit here when you're down 11-3 in the last inning. A lot of good things are going to have to happen for Rathbun area here in the 7th inning if they're going to be the winners of this elimination game. The loser goes home here. Kansas pitcher is left-handed Sam Kerber. The speed gun hasn't lit up to 60 mile an hour yet for Sam Kerber, but he has really confounded the Rathbun area hitters with his slow delivery. Really wouldn't expect to see Rathbun area struggle so much with a pitcher like this, but there's a swing and miss by Sanders. ball, or excuse me, strike three. He struck him out, but the pass ball. Sanders scampers down to first base alertly. Ball got away from the catcher. So Vic Sanders is standing down there. That's just as good as a...
Yes, that'll work.
You know,
not just, good for the batting average, but it's good for the team.
Getting on base. That's the same as a ball that caroms off the outfield wall, and the outfielder gets it in and holds him to a long single.
Okay, we got Zach Betcher stepping in now, our first baseman.
Betcher is a right-handed batter. He takes ball one. He turns on a pitch, and that had home run depth, but it was wide of the foul pole by a good margin. So 1-1 the count now on Zach Betcher.
Right over towards the parking lot where all our cars are.
Yeah. It's be nice to see him straighten one of those out. There's one that he goes the other way with, but it's fouled out of play. He finds himself down the count now. One ball, two strikes. There's nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Raffinetti trailing 11-3. They've been out hitting this contest. 11-3, same as the
running up.
There's a curveball, and Betcher didn't like the call, but he is out on strikes. So Tristan Long will come in. He's the catcher right now for Raffinetti. He stands in there with one away. Vic Sanders on shortstop on first base. There's a little off ground off of that. There's a 6-4-3, and it wouldn't even been close if he had a speed other, but the throw is not in time to record the second out. So with two away now, Tristan Long stands on first base. He's there on the fielder's choice. Offensive substitution here. Looks like Hugh Sinclair is coming in for Quinn McClurg. He's been out of the game because of an injured shoulder. He injured that shoulder yesterday making a diving play in center field. Nice play. I guess he iced it down enough now where he looks at the ball 2 feet off the plate, but the umpire called that a strike, Brad.
Yep, that was a lot of things seems like stacked up against us here, but hey, we still got one out left.
1-1. There's a ground right through the
all right,
first base. And that shortstop was playing right up the middle. He makes the play. Fielder's choice, and the game is over. Raffinetti winds up with a fine season. Better
by fifth in the tournament here.
Yeah, they'll probably be fifth in the tournament. They end their tournament with an 11-3 loss against the Kansas State champions from Ottawa. A great season for Raffinetti. They wind up as the Iowa State champions. And
we're a lot better team than that scoreboard, though, Joe, don't you think?
Well, I think we're a lot better team than the last two games, Brad. Really, the six runs that Kansas put up in the last half of the game, they were honest runs. A couple of problems maybe with the defense, but really we played a poor defensive game the last game, and that carried over into the first inning of this game.
Yeah.
And you take away the first inning of this game, it really wasn't the team that we're used to seeing play.
And the momentum, it's a big difference with this. When you get down sometimes, it's hard to get back up again.
And all the hard-hit balls that were hit right at the defensive outfielders, we just had a little bit of bad luck that way. But a fine Kansas team beat us today.
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
we wish them well as they go on.
Yeah, we'll wish them well. We'll send them back to the station here after we go through all of our sponsors. We want to thank Joe Millage and KIIC.
Yeah.
For bringing you this baseball action. Joe's got all the equipment and it's a really nice thing for KIIC to bring you Rathbun area baseball. I know all those folks that listen in down there in Centerville, there's a bunch of Centerville kids on this team, a bunch of Centerville parents on this team, and the folks in Centerville really appreciate the local sports coverage that Joe Millage at KIIC Radio Thunder Country provides. So I want to make sure to thank Joe for making this platform available.
You know, to keep tuning in.
Yeah, man, keep tuning in. We really appreciate that. We are sponsored by Bluff Creek Archery, Monroe County Farm Bureau, Advantage Real Estate, Family Q and Sporting Goods, Troy Elevator in Blakesburg, the Moulton Locker in Moulton, Iowa, John Carrasco at Weber Real Estate in Centerville, and Pete Harkness, Chevrolet Buick and Pontiac dealer in Centerville.
We also have Quality Ag in Albia and Quality Power Sports, and Cindy's Beauty Hut there in Albia, Jim Chapman, State Farm Insurance, Tracy Cassidy, the Monroe County Recorder, Michael Judge, Chiropractic, Stephen Goodlow, Law Offices, and we have Morehead Auction and Appraisals.
Also want to thank Sheridan Valley REC, the People's State Bank, and the First Iowa State Bank on the square in Albia, Iowa, for all of your financial needs. The square in Albia is the place to go. So, for Brad Gray, this is Joe Sinclair signing off.
Heading east.
Yeah, we're going to be heading east tonight. We're going to head to Dallas,
some of us tomorrow.
Head the wagon train home, and I think a couple of folks might extend their vacation, maybe go up to the Badlands and see Mount Rushmore. But the score today, your Raffin area Rebels were eliminated from the Midwest Plains Babe Ruth tournament by an 11-3 margin. The Kansas State champions from Ottawa were the winners today, but the boys from Raffin area are winners as well. We're proud of their efforts, and we'll see you folks all when we get home, either today, tomorrow, a couple days. Everybody makes their trip, and thanks for listening on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com. This is Joe Sinclair signing off for Brad Gray. Thanks for listening.
You'll always be a fire I can't put out.
If it's Willie Waylon and Wynonna, it's Thunder Country, KIIC.
And I couldn't see. And all I have left now are words you said to me. Sing your song, sweet music, man. Cause I won't be there to hold your hand like I used to. I'm through with you. You're a hell of a singer and a powerful man, but you surround yourself with people who demand so little of you. You touched my soul with your beautiful song. You even had me singing along right with you. You said I need. Then you changed the words and added harmony, and you sang the song you had written for me to someone new. But nobody sings a love song quite like you do, and nobody else can make me sing along, and nobody else can make me feel that things are right when I know. Nobody sings a love song quite like you. Sing your song, sweet music, man. You travel the world with a six-piece band that does for you what you ask them to. Trying to stay young, but the songs you sung to so many people have all begun to come back on you. So sing your song, said music man. You're making your living doing one night stands that do with you. They don't need. You're still a hell of a singer, but a broken man, but you'll keep on looking for one last friend to sing to. But nobody sings a love song quite like you do, and nobody else can make me sing along, and nobody else can make me feel the things are right when they're wrong. Song. Nobody sings a love song quite like you.
sing you a song, sweet music, baby. I believe in